The Coast 186.3 Triple M. Beautiful sunny weather. Look at this sunshine and blue skies. Tops around 28 degrees today. We're sitting on 15 at the moment. Well, some good news. Waterfall Way has reopened following those landslips between Dorrigo and Bellingen. To talk more about it, the member for Oxley, Minister Melinda Pavey. Melinda, good morning.
G'day, Moffy. Oh, it is a sparkling day, isn't it?
Good news to have Waterfall Way opened. There are some parts where it's one lane, but, I mean, there's those parts that a lot of the time have been one lane for a while now.
We've had a better run along Waterfall Way for some time, but, yeah, it's best it's opened. And, you know, we'll be on the case of the maintenance crews and the state government and Transport for New South Wales to get the three spots fixed, so it is double lane the whole way, as well as get the $50 million spent. You know, this was a massive dump of rain 20 days ago. It's really disconnected the Dorrigo community. I went up there and had a three-hour meeting with the community on Monday, and they were pretty cranky, and rightly so. And we've got to get the money spent so that the next time we can avoid a slippage like this and give it our best shot to keep that road open as much as we can, even in the most of extreme circumstances.
Because that's the thing too, Melinda, because it is such a massive thoroughfare for those coming from even not just Dorrigo and stuff like that, but even further to the west, Armidale, Tamworth, those areas, and the Coffs Coast getting across as well.
Yeah, there's about 10,000 car movements from the Pacific Highway to Bellingen every day, and another 2,000 to 3,000 up the mountain. And there's a lot of teachers that travel up to Dorrigo and vice versa down the mountain. A lot of nurses. The agricultural activity up there is profound. You know that all the coal stores in the northern region of New South Wales, most of their vegetables are sourced from Dorrigo, from the Guest family up there, what they grow and what they wholesale and package up. So they've had a real struggle getting down to southern parts of the North Coast. So, you know, it's really affected businesses. It's cost them many, many thousands of dollars. So, you know, lots of jobs, lots of important aspects of life on the North Coast affected by that link. And it's not just that one. We've got the Oxley Highway, you know, from Port Macquarie up to Walker. That's gone as well. There's 17 landslips there that we've got to manage and navigate, as well as the Kempsey to Armidale. So the Gwydir Highway's been getting a good run of it. It's a beautiful road as well, but it's always the biggest challenge, the Great Dividing Range, and making sure we can keep it open during really difficult events like we experienced over 20 days ago.
Now, soil nailing. Tell us about this. What are they? 9-metre long metal nails that have been put into the mountain.
Yeah, to just try and compact that area so it stops the slipping of the soil. There was a few concerns that the EPA had got involved and stopped the soil being delivered some to a nearby farm. I checked that out over the last couple of days. That wasn't true. You know, there's a lot of things that have been going on out of that frustration, and big projects like soil nailing going on. Yes, Moffy, it's an interesting concept. And a lot of those workers had to work in the rain, as we've seen. We probably would have got the road open maybe 24 hours earlier, but we'd had, you know, a couple more inches over the last couple of days. So they've been working in very difficult circumstances. So credit to the workers on the ground. You know, it's never quick enough. And, you know, I'll take those concerns on board, but we'll also make sure that we get that $50 million spent to try and shore up that road, make it safer so that we can avoid this type of situation again.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the good news is that it's reopened. Melinda, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Cheers, Moffy. Thank you.
There she is, Melinda Pavey, the member for Oxley, with us this morning here on Triple M.